Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and Waupaca. They're the highest rated hearing health care clinic in Wisconsin. ProfHearingCare.com is their website. I'm Dan Small. Today we'll talk to a fishing educator who will speak at the Wisconsin Fishing Expo. We'll learn more about the Milwaukee Sports Show, and we'll find out how grouse cope with winter. All that and more, including a double giveaway this week, coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupie.com. And all 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. You know, I've said this before, but here's another example. Our sponsor, Michael Hupie of Hupie and Abraham, is a very generous man. He has just offered an additional $100,000 to the $100,000 reward offered by the FBI for information on the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie, the 84-year-old mother of Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie. Mike Hupie is president of Milwaukee Crime Stoppers, and he's long been a supporter of law enforcement efforts in Wisconsin and beyond. To learn how you can share information about this or any crime and do so anonymously, visit MilwaukeeCrimeStoppers.com. I'm recording this week on Friday morning, and it's winter again here in southwest Wisconsin and throughout much of the state. In fact, Jeff Kelm and his family are snowed in this morning, so I'm flying solo this week. And we'll get Jeff back next week, I think. The Wisconsin Interscholastic Fishing Association Ice Fishing Championship is happening this weekend in Wausau, actually from Wausau to Stevens Point. I just spoke with WIFA President Ted Bondi, who told me they have plenty of ice with some sketchy ice along the shoreline, but the event is a go. So if you're listening to this on Saturday, high school teams from across the state are on the Wisconsin River ice now. The results and award ceremony will be announced later this afternoon. For details, visit studentfishing.com. And this is a fish donkey tournament. For information on fish donkey and other tournaments, visit fishdonkey.com. Well, I've been doing more rabbit hunting. In fact, earlier this week, when there was no snow, I hunted down in extreme southwest Wisconsin with Mark LaBarbera, Harold Pert, and a number of friends, and three beagles. They hunt with a group of dogs down there, and the group got six rabbits. I saw one, didn't get a shot. It's really tough with no snow. But with this new snow, I know I'm going to be rabbit hunting again this weekend. I've also been preparing for my seminar at the Milwaukee Sports Show. As you'll hear later, I'll be doing a seminar on hunting with air guns. They're now legal for hunting all game in Wisconsin, and I'll be talking about the history of air guns, and I'll bring several different guns with me, including two made right here in Juneau, Wisconsin, by Serpent Arms, a 28-gauge shotgun and a 45-caliber rifle. This week's double giveaway is two pairs of tickets to the Wisconsin Fishing Expo in Madison, or two pairs of tickets to the Milwaukee Sports Show at State Fair Park. To enter either drawing, or both, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. My Lake of the Woods trip in September has room for several more anglers. We'll be there from September 17th through the 21st. We'll stay in private cabins, and we'll have the lodge and all of Black Island to ourselves this year. The trip is limited to 20 people, so if you're interested, visit blackisland.com, pull down the Trips tab, and look for my name for more information. That's blackisland.com. Well, coming up, Milwaukee Sports Show director Stephen Buzza previews next month's sports show. Captain Greg Karch talks about his seminars at next weekend's Wisconsin Fishing Expo. And John Steigerwald shares some more information on grouse habitat management in the Driftless region and talks about winter grouse survival. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio. Want a compact fishing light that does not strap to your head? Meet Dex Fingerlight at Fingerlight.com. Fingerlight's patented Griptonite ring fits any finger, keeping your hands free to handle fishing gear, ignite a glow worm, or tinker at home. There are three light modes, and it's durable, waterproof, and rechargeable. Developed by a father and son Missouri team, Dex Fingerlight is faster and easier than a headlamp. Use discount code DanSmall15 now for 15% off on any order at Fingerlight.com.
Spring coho and steelhead are on, and Ken's is leading the charge on Lake Michigan. Fish with Wisconsin's number one Lake Michigan charter service, running out of three prime ports: Winthrop Harbor, Illinois, Sturgeon Bay, and Algoma, Wisconsin. Kick off the season with fast-paced rod-bending coho and steelhead action out of Winthrop Harbor, Illinois, where limit catches are the expectation, not the exception. Spots fill fast. Call 800-446-8605 or book online at www.kinscatch.com. That's Ken Sports Fishing. Your spring bite starts here.
Get ready for the 85th Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Sports Show, March 6th through the 8th at State Fair Park. Discover the latest gear from top hunting, fishing, and outdoor exhibitors. Learn from experts like Kevin Van Dam, Pete Mena, Tim Andrews, Christine Fisher, and me, Mark Zona. Experience classic show features like the Lumberjack Show, Archery Tournament, Fastest Retriever Contest, and much more. Don't miss the 85th Sports Show, March 6th through the 8th at State Fair Park. See complete details and save with advanced tickets and special offers at jssportshow.com.
Pheasants Forever's National Pheasant Fest and Quail Classic is coming to the Minneapolis Convention Center on the weekend of February 20th. Join us for puppy and dog training seminars, a youth village for kids, hunting seminars and gear, and more than 400 exhibitors. It's National Pheasant Fest and Quail Classic, the weekend of February 20th, presented by Pheasants Forever, Quail Forever, and Federal Ammunition. For more information, log on to pheasantfest.org.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp, telling stories, and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Wisconsin Fishing Expo returns to the Alliant Energy Center in Madison next weekend, February 27th through March 1st. And you can learn all about it online at wifishingexpo.com. And joining me now is Captain Greg Karch of Learn to Fish With Us. His website is learn and then the number 2, fishwithus.com. So learntofishwithus.com. He'll be speaking at the Wisconsin Fishing Expo, and he joins us now from his home base in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Greg, welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you're quite welcome. Now, you are going to be a busy guy at the Wisconsin Fishing Expo with two seminars for kids and a walleye seminar for folks of all ages. And we'll get to that in a couple of minutes. But first, for people who never heard of Learn to Fish With Us or don't remember when we talked last, and it's been several years, tell us about Learn to Fish With Us. What is it and why do you do it?
Our mission is really to educate and inspire beginning and experienced anglers into fishing and through education, basically, and also sometimes fishing from shore.
Okay. You've been doing this for a while. This is your 21st year of Learn to Fish With Us?
Yep. Hard to believe. We started this nonprofit that long ago, but when you have a passion and you love what you do, that's how you can continue, you know, the nonprofit. And we're pretty small, but we accomplished great things. Like in 2025, we hosted 52 fishing events and worked with over 5,000 kids and families.
Wow. Do you know how many kids you've impacted in 20 years? Any idea?
Over 100,000. Yeah, we got all details of really every fishing clinic we've held and who participated and basically traveled all around Wisconsin. And then when we were with a fishing tour, we actually were in New York, Nebraska, Minnesota, Michigan. So we actually got to actually educate others outside of Wisconsin.
That's a tremendous impact. But we all know that if you take a kid fishing or hunting once, that's nice. But you've got to get them to follow through and to, if they're interested, to do it again and to make it a lifelong experience. What kind of impact have you had in that regard?
Last year, we hosted an event with the Greater Milwaukee Boys and Girls Club where we made it a multi-day event where we educated, and then we took them fishing on their urban ponds. And what we also do is have other public fishing programs, but we're also like in the school districts and stuff like that. So nice thing about that is kids may not think they like fishing, but once we get in front of them and do like our hands-on seminars, they're like, oh, this is intriguing. So we're able to also hit people that they didn't even know they thought about wanting to fish, but they do fish.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you're a licensed captain and a professional angler. Why are you doing this?
I just want to give back. I mean, that's the big thing. I want youth to experience what I experienced when I was 10 years old with my best friend. And, you know, we fished together till we were 23 years old. I mean, we were inseparable and just loved chasing lakes around Wisconsin and learning it. You know, I used to guide out here. Yeah, it's a nice way to teach, but future generations, working with them, you can do so much more for fishing.
Yeah.
Because even with the future generations, you can help the current generations.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's get to your seminars at the Expo. First of all, the youth or the kids seminars, what are you going to be doing?
On Saturday morning at 10 a.m., we're going to do fishing basics. That's really going to teach them all the skills and equipment needed to begin fishing. So great for youth, great for the first-time angler. The cool thing about this is Learn to Fish with Us is going to provide to the first 75 youth that attend that seminar, youth 16 and under, a free fishing combo and fishing educational book. And then we're going to host a 2 p.m. session, which is awesome because we've been at the Wisconsin Fishing Expo, I think, for like 12 years. So they were like, hey, we got all these kids now, and now they're 10 years older. So what we decided to do was add a new one called Beyond the Basics. So what this is going to do is take them to the next level and teach them about bait casters, line counters. We're going to talk about different jigging methods, trolling, the lures we use. So we're going to get them to the next level. And the first 75 youth that attend that Learn to Fish with Us will be providing a mini tackle box with tackle. And then the other cool thing is anybody, because we've had a lot of adults that come to this seminar, everybody's going to go into a drawing, youth and adults, for a Fluger fishing combo, or a plain old soft-sided tackle box, or a pair of offshore tackle company boards. So we're going to have three different prizes.
Nice. Now, you're a nonprofit, and you're giving away those prizes and 75 fishing combos in the first seminar and 75 tackle kits in the second one. That costs some money. How do you do that?
We're very lucky to have personal donors, sponsors. And if we did not have them, we could not have existed for the 21 years. And we appreciate like Shakespeare, Shields, J.J. Keller, Lake Poygan Sportsman's Club. A lot of the fishing clubs actually love the work we're doing, and we partner together, and they support us, which is incredible.
And doing as many programs as you do, you must need some help from volunteers. How can people get involved?
Well, a great way is go out to our website. You'll be able to actually see on our website the events that we're looking for volunteers. The other thing is we do a full background check just to make sure that parents and kids know they're safe when they attend our fishing clinic. We're just trying to be a very professional organization, even though we are quite small. want, we do great things.
Yeah, and that background check is important for the Learn to Fish, Learn to Hunt seminars. I think parents and educators feel a lot more comfortable knowing that your volunteers have been vetted and there aren't some weirdos there who might be a problem for kids.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate. Everybody that wants to help us out is all full of energy and good to go.
All right. Well, let's talk about the walleye seminar now.
Well, the walleye seminar is cracking the code for Lake Winnebago walleyes. For one, I do live on Lake Winnebago.
Yeah.
And two, I do fish Green Bay a lot. And 10 years ago, I actually caught a walleye that was 33 and a quarter, and it got certified in August for 13.12 pounds.
Wow.
That is a monster.
Yeah.
We're going to teach them how I use my electronics, the different electronics I use and why I use them for that. Because the electronics are going to help with the next step of where we're talking about locations, finding fish, and catching them. We're going to go through the different seasonal locations through the Lake Winnebago system, and then we're going to review the different jigging and trolling techniques I use, along with the baits that I use for the success. And then we're going to talk a little bit about crawler harnesses, another great method to catching fish out here on Lake Winnebago.
Yeah, I know there are some techniques. It's not just throw a crawler on that little spinner rig and drag it around. You got to be in the right place and the right time of year, too. It's more of a summer pattern, isn't it?
It is. Once the water temp, you know, around here gets above 68, it seems to really kick in. But last year, it was just unbelievable. We had a walleye bite all year long. You know, July and August, usually it slows down, but we were catching fish all throughout the year.
All right, and folks can learn how to do that at your seminar. Well, Greg, we're going to let you go and hope that a lot of folks will come and check out both your youth seminars and your walleye seminar for Lake Winnebago. We appreciate you taking a little time out of your very busy schedule to talk with us.
Thanks for having me.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Captain Greg Karch of Learn to Fish With Us. His website is learn2fishwithus.com. And as you heard, he's looking for volunteers. So if you have time and know something about fishing and want to help them out with some of the programs that they've got coming up, you can contact him through that website. And he will be speaking at the Wisconsin Fishing Expo. February 27th through March 1st is the date. You'll find the full schedule and all the activities on that website, wifishingexpo.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
You're listening to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Milwaukee Sports Show is returning to the Wisconsin Expo Center at State Fair Park. It's coming up real soon, March 6th through 8th. You can get more information and advance tickets at jssportsshow.com. There are four S's in there, so make sure you got them all, jssportsshow.com. And joining me now to talk about this year's sports show is show producer Stephen Buzza. Steve, thanks for joining us. Welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Thanks, Dan. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, how is this year's show shaping up?
We're very excited about what we're going to show in Milwaukee. We think we have a who's who of the talent coming. We've added some new attractions this year. And, of course, we continue to keep some staples of the show year over year.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some of that new talent. Who's coming to be a speaker or a presenter?
We have quite a few presenters this year, but we have staples on each day. For example, on Friday, the first day of the show, is Christina Fisher. This is Christina's second year, and if you're an angler, you should know a lot about Christina. On Saturday is really our home run day. We have Mark Zona and Kevin Van Dam. So we are very excited to have both of those back-to-back, and then Sunday we finish the show with a Milwaukee favorite, Pete Maina. We have others sprinkled in there, some great seminars. including we will be inducting new members into the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. So very excited about that stuff.
Yes, and that's been a staple feature of the show. I was inducted several years ago, and then last year, my friend Daryl Christensen, and we'll see who gets inducted this year.
Yeah, excited to have it. Emmett's been fantastic from the hall. We do that on Saturday.
Yep. And then Sunday, the first ever, I hope first annual, turkey calling contest for kids.
Yes, we love that. An idea came to us at the end of the show last year. We moved forward with it. So kids 12 and under get a chance to show off their turkey calling contest skills. And then we go 13 to 17 with just amazing prizes. You might know one of the judges, or you might know all of them.
No, I think so.
We're happy to see how it takes off. We're going to continue to do it. We think it's a unique new feature at the show. And each child or young adult that enters, everybody's going to at least get a free turkey calling contest t-shirt just for entering.
Yeah, that's cool. And the prizes, you mentioned some nice prizes.
Man.
Lauren Voss, my partner in my booth and the Wisconsin Turkey Commander, has lined up some fabulous prizes for the kids.
He really has. Plus, we're going to throw some gift cards in there ourselves just to drive some attendees. Really excited to see how it goes because for years, the fastest retriever, which is also part of the show, took a little while to take off, and now it's very robust. And so we will continue to march forward with the turkey calling contest over the next couple of years.
Great, great. Now, what else will there be there for kids to do?
You know, besides the normal things that most people are aware of, we call them staples at the show, the trout pond.
Yep.
Dan Small, you have some features for children such as video game shooting deer. There's the Daniel Boone Conservation Air Rifle Tournament with some great prizes, by the way, that happen on Sunday if you make the finals. And then, of course, we've added new this year with the Outdoor Heritage Center bow fishing. So it's a chance to go in. If you don't know how to do it, give it a spin. And if you do know how to do it, maybe it's good practice. Excited to have that new this year at the show, plus the staples that have been there forever.
Oh, that's right. I had forgotten about the bow fishing. That's going
to be fun.
Right next to the Touch of the Wild trailers in that area.
Yes, sir.
And then something about bumper boats. Did I read that correctly?
Well, yeah, they've been there a while, a couple of years. There's bumper boats for maybe some of the younger children. It will be there. It's fun. It helps the parents get a little break from all the other activities we have going on while the kids are in the bumper boats. But they've been there a couple of years and happy to have them back.
Great. And we'll be also having kids tying flies with the members of the Southeast Wisconsin chapter of Trout Unlimited. They've been helping us out for, gosh, the last half a dozen years at least. And our good friend Bob Hazy sets us up with the kits. So everybody has all the materials they need, and it's absolutely free. And they can come and tie a fly and take it home and catch a fish with it.
We probably don't give that enough just. It's a great experience. Every time I've seen a child or even an adult do it with some of your supporters, the smiles on their face are second to none. It's fun. It's a great experience. And, of course, they get to keep it for the rest of their lives saying, I had this made at the Milwaukee Sports Show.
Yeah, absolutely. And the DNR is there. I know a lot of people buy their hunting and fishing license for the year at the sports show. Yeah. I will probably do that.
Yeah, glad to say they've been a part of the show for a while. We've promoted that quite a bit more this year. We believe it's a very powerful part of the show that you can come down and get your hunting or fishing license directly at the show.
And the Buck and Bear Club of Wisconsin is going to be scoring, I guess they do bear skulls as well, but mostly white-tailed deer. And that's been going on for a number of years.
Yeah, it has. Once again, great organization. They put on their own contest there along with Westtown Archery. Actually has your archery tournaments during the event. You know, you can bring your trophy down and get it scored and enter it into their contest. And they have a nice awards ceremony at the outdoor stage on Sunday. Dan, I will tell you another new thing at the show I forgot to mention. We're very proud of. Sunday is International Women's Day at the show. We are doing a lot to promote women outdoors people at the show.
Mm-hmm.
We are recognizing them in our show program. Women run businesses. Plus also, we have run a couple contests for women in the outdoors photo contest, and we'll be displaying some of those pictures. We got about 600 entries.
Wow.
Yeah, we're very pleased with that. We have quite a few women presenters this year on Sunday, along with Pete Mena, that are going to really help the women feel more comfortable coming to the show because they enjoy the outdoors quite a bit themselves.
Absolutely. And I see that there's an International Women's Day social hour for the ladies on Saturday, and that's right about the time the show closes.
Yes, sir. It's after hours. There's going to be a panel discussion. There's going to be some door prizes. There's going to be appetizers, beverages, a couple adult beverages. It's a capacity of 60 people. There are some people signed up already. Go to the website, jssportsshow.com, to get more information about that. It's new. Just as the turkey calling contest, we think it's important to have a diversity in the show by really including women and showing that they're welcome to come to the show.
Absolutely. And there are a lot of moms and single women who are outdoors enthusiasts. And those of us who are trying to promote the new generation of hunters and anglers and outdoors enthusiasts know that if we get the moms interested, then the kids go along. So that's a great idea.
Yeah. I'm sure you have some females that listen to your show, too. So I send the message now through your show. They're more than welcome to come to the show. We'd love to have them come down.
Fantastic. And you have free admission for military personnel and veterans?
Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah. We're a strong believer in that. Any day at the show, if you're a veteran or a military, you can come down to the show. We're not going to judge you and challenge you to show IDs or anything like that. We're all about trust. The other thing we do on Sundays is Scouts of America. And Girl Scouts, if they wear their uniforms, they get free admission also.
Fantastic. And it would not be a sports show without Mad Dog and Merrill, would it?
No, it would not, Dan. It would not. We're just happy to have them there. They're a lot of fun. People come down to see them. They're great entertainment. And you get to sample some food when they're done cooking.
Absolutely.
Some Usinger sausage.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. The Lumberjack Show, that's always a feature.
Yeah, it's always there, but I think what's really fun and exciting are some of our stage presentations. And why do I think they're fun and exciting? Because you can learn a variety of different things. But if you really want the home run of the show, that might happen on Friday at 4:30 on the outdoor station. That would be Dan Small hunting with air guns.
So yeah, that's
we're
right.
Happy to have Dan walk through a demonstration of air guns for anybody that's interested. Please come down and see Mr. Dan Small presenting at the outdoor stage at 4:30 on Friday.
All right. Well, Steve, thanks so much for that plug. And thanks for joining us and sharing some highlights of this year's sports show. And I look forward to seeing you and everybody else. It's kind of like a family reunion for me. I've been going to the show for more than 40 years, you know, and you've seen that. The people who exhibit and the first day attendees and the Sunday attendees, you know, there's crowds of people who come specific days, you know, that's just their thing.
Yeah.
It's a cool event and a great tradition, and I'm very happy to be part of it. So thanks so much for sharing with us.
Dan, I said it before, I'll say it again. You are always welcome.
All right. Folks, that was Steve Buzza. He is the producer of the Milwaukee Sports Show. You've heard about some of the highlights. There's a lot more going on. It is March 6th through 8th. We are going to be giving tickets away ourselves, so stay tuned to later in the show when we'll tell you how you can get in on that drawing. But to get advance tickets, if you want to buy them, or to learn more about the show, go to jssportsshow.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Fish on. Explore over 350 booths, seminars from Jimmy Houston and top anglers and the best fishing boat dealers at the Wisconsin Fishing Expo, February 27th through March 1st at the Alliant Energy Center, Madison. Deals from legendary manufacturers and unique vendors not found in stores. Kids' activities include the trout pond, casting competitions, kids' bingo, and more. Free giveaways every day. WIFishingExpo.com for details. Sponsored by Wisconsin Outdoor News, Don's Marine, Acme, and Meg's Rods.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, Contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at Deer Camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Pheasants Forever's National Pheasant Fest and Quail Classic is coming to the Minneapolis Convention Center on the weekend of February 20th. Join us for puppy and dog training seminars, a youth village for kids, hunting seminars and gear, and more than 400 exhibitors. It's National Pheasant Fest and Quail Classic, the weekend of February 20th, presented by Pheasants Forever, Quail Forever, and Federal Ammunition. For more information, log on to pheasantfest.org.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Ruffed Grouse and American Woodcock Societies have been improving forest habitat for these and other species for more than 60 years. Their website is ruffedgrousesociety.org. And joining us again this week is John Steigerwalt, the Western Great Lakes Forest Conservation Director for the Ruffed Grouse and American Woodcock Societies. John, welcome back. We were talking last week and just kind of ran out of time.
Yeah, so happy to come back and kind of finish up our conversation.
We're recording this early, but when people hear this, you will be at Pheasant Fest in the Twin Cities. Tell us what you'll be doing there.
For starters, Pheasant Fest is the premier convention hosted by Pheasants Forever, but there are things at Pheasant Fest for others who are not into pheasant hunting. For example, there will be opportunities for those of you who love grouse hunting to engage with grouse conservation groups and the work that they do on the ground. Ruffed Grouse Society will actually have two booths at Pheasant Fest. One will be housed with pike gear, which is one of the premier upland game bird hunting clothing and attire companies. But we also have a booth nested with what's called the Grouse Trail, which is a collection of grouse conservation groups, including the Ruffed Grouse Society, American Woodcock Society, Wisconsin Sharp-tailed Grouse Society, Minnesota Sharp-tailed Grouse Society, Minnesota Prairie Chicken Society, as well as the North American Grouse Partnership. A lot of grouse-focused conservation groups, good opportunity for those who maybe aren't too keen on pheasants, but just want to still in the upland community, interested in what grouse conservation groups are doing, a good opportunity to come on down and hear from all of our groups. We will also have presentations we'll be putting on, speakers talking about rough grouse hunting and rough grouse conservation work going on in the Western Great Lakes. I believe this is the third or fourth year that Pheasant Fest has hosted the Grouse Trail, so this is, I think, going to be a regular feature at Pheasant Fest moving forward.
Yeah, that's great. Now, we talked about habitat, specifically habitat in the southwest part of Wisconsin and actually the Driftless region, which is what some people call the Midwest Four Corners. You've got Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois coming together along the Mississippi River in the Driftless region, where we have hill country, and we used to have grouse. We have very few here. I've seen two in the 12 or 13 years I've lived here. One was dead on the road. The other one was walking on the road. And I have talked to people, as you have, people in their 50s or even older now who say, oh, yeah, when I was a kid, we had grouse all over the place. And I'm hunting those woods now for turkeys because they're full of mature oak, and they were ash, but they've lost the ash now. But it's grown up. It's not grouse habitat anymore. Is that why we lost grouse here in the Southwest?
I'd say that is a very keen, astute, and accurate description of the transformation of the Driftless region in Wisconsin. Kudos to you, Dan. It's very hard to see landscape change over time because those landscape changes are very subtle at times and happen over a long period of time. And really going back to the 70s and 80s to now, we have lost a lot of our early successional forest habitat in the Driftless region. You know, going back to the 70s, 80s, 9 to 12% of our Driftless forests were classified as young or early successional forest habitat that was conducive to ruffed grouse. Today, it's less than 2%. Wow. Of our forests in the Driftless region could be classified as young or early successional forest habitat. Mm-hmm. There's also been a lot of changes in terms of land use changes, a loss of forested acres, a loss of premier forested acres, and the juxtaposition of forest acres on the landscape over time. As we have urban sprawl, development, land use conversion to agriculture, something we talked about last time. But really, the forests that we still have in the Driftless region today have largely aged out of what would be good quality rough grouse habitat and have really aged into good turkey habitat. Wow. And I think a lot of people really confuse and confound that turkeys are killing the rough grouse or they're the reason we don't have rough grouse. In all reality, we've let our forests age into really good turkey habitat, and turkeys are taking advantage of the forests that we've presented to them through a lack of management.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's segue to winter because we are still in winter here. It hasn't been a terrible one down here. We had some really cold weather. We've had a fair amount of snow. What kind of impact does the winter we're having here have on grouse, both up north and down here?
So in the wintertime, snow cover is very important for the winter ecology of rough grouse. They're at the bottom of the food chain. Anything and everything loves to eat a rough grouse. I've had colleagues refer to them as the potato chip of the forest. They're just, you know, especially when they're young little birds. But mature birds or older juveniles in the wintertime really need the opportunity to snow roost, to better thermal regulate their bodies, to conserve energy, as well as evade predation. And what snow roosting is basically when we have about a foot of nice, soft, fluffy snow, rough grouse will dive into that snow and conceal themselves in basically a little igloo, if you want to think of it like that. And by concealing themselves in the snow, they can evade predation, but also thermal regulate their body so they conserve energy. And when they're also conserving that energy, then they don't have to go out and forage as often, which also exposes them to a predation risk. And so rough grouse survival in the wintertime does rely upon that soft, fluffy snow, at least here in the Upper Great Lakes region. Now, keep in mind, rough grouse can be found, as we've just discussed, down in the Driftless region.
Yeah.
Even down as far south as northern Georgia.
Yeah.
There is a population of approximately 3,000 rough grouse. So snow is not required for rough grouse ecology, but definitely does give a competitive advantage in the Northwoods. They are very well adapted. But one thing that we've seen this winter, as we've seen with several of our recent winters, is that we typically get minimal snow that's not conducive for snow roosting, you know, too few inches. Or like this winter, we've gotten the snow, but then we've get a warm up and then a freeze and a warm up and a freeze, maybe some freezing rain, and it creates a hard, crusty snow. And that hard, crusty snow just is not conducive to that snow roosting. Grouse need to be able to dive into that snow, work their way into that snow. But when you have a hard crust, it makes that snow roosting way more difficult for rough grouse.
I'm glad you mentioned hard crust because once, and this was 40 years ago at least, I think, hunting our land up in Bayfield County, I came across, I don't remember how I found it, but there was a grouse snow roosting. And there was like a little air hole, maybe it was trying to get out, but it had died because the crust had basically trapped it. And when I dug it out, it was dead, and it was basically emaciated. It had what I call a hatchet breast. There was almost no meat on the breast. And anyone who's hunted rough grouse knows that they have a very plump, meaty breast, and this bird didn't have that. So I'm guessing, I don't know how long it was in that cave, that tomb basically, but it got trapped, and I wonder how often that happens.
It has been documented to happen. I would say it's not an isolated case. It does happen.
Yeah, okay. Well, John, before we let you go, how was your rough grouse season hunting-wise?
Oh, I don't want to get into that, Dan. I made some big mistakes this year. I will say this. I think on a previous episode, you and I talked about my wife and I. We purchased a small farm from her grandfather, who's retiring from farming. And I got some nice white-tailed deer on trail cameras I had set up on that farm. And I spent a good portion of my fall hunting season coming up empty-handed deer hunting. I should have been in the rough grouse woods.
It is a tough quandary for those of us who like to hunt grouse and deer and turkey. I'm a fall turkey.
It is, Dan, and I'm ashamed because my dog is 6.5 years old. Ooh. She's in her prime. She's doing great. And I just did not do right by my dog. And I've got to atone for my sins. So I think this year we're going to be going out west on some western hunts. I got to give her the attention she deserves.
Yeah, good. And she's not impressed by the trail camera photos of the deer that you show her, right?
I tell you, a lot of my buddies were, but yeah, not her. She wasn't getting her fill of rough grouse points and flushes, so.
All right. Well, John, we're going to let you go. Great talking with you as always. We will catch up again as spring approaches, maybe talk about the woodcock migration and grouse drumming and other good spring things.
Thanks for having me as always, Dan.
Well, it's a pleasure and great to talk to you. And folks, don't forget, if you are in the Twin Cities area this weekend, stop at Pheasant Fest at the Minneapolis Convention Center and look up the grouse guys. They'll be there. The Rough Grouse and American Woodcock Society sponsored this segment. They've been improving forest habitat for these and other species for more than 60 years, and their website is ruffedgrousesociety.org. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Spring coho and steelhead are on, and Kins is leading the charge on Lake Michigan. Fish with Wisconsin's number one Lake Michigan charter service, running out of 3 prime ports. Winthrop Harbor, Illinois, Sturgeon Bay, and Algoma, Wisconsin. Kick off the season with fast-paced rod-bending coho and steelhead action out of Winthrop Harbor, Illinois, where limit catches are the expectation, not the exception. Spots fill fast. Call 800-446-8605 or book online at www.kinscatch.com. That's Kins Sports Fishing. Your spring bite starts here.
Want a compact fishing light that does not strap to your head? Meet Dex Fingerlight at Fingerlight.com. Fingerlight's patented Griptonite ring fits any finger, keeping your hands free to handle fishing gear, ignite a glow worm, or tinker at home. There are 3 light modes, and it's durable, waterproof, and rechargeable. Developed by a father and son Missouri team, Dex Fingerlight is faster and easier than a headlamp. Use discount code DanSmall15 now for 15% off on any order at Fingerlight.com. Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these 2 game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Fish on! Explore over 350 booths, seminars from Jimmy Houston and top anglers and the best fishing boat dealers at the Wisconsin Fishing Expo, February 27th through March 1st at the Alliant Energy Center, Madison. Deals from legendary manufacturers and unique vendors not found in stores. Kids' activities include the trout pond, casting competitions, kids' bingo, and more. Free giveaways every day. WIFishingExpo.com for details. Sponsored by Wisconsin Outdoor News, Don's Marine, Acme, and Meg's Rods.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. were brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com, by Crestliner Boats at crestliner.com, and by Mercury Marine at mercurymarine.com. You can see the latest Crestliner Boats and Mercury Outboards at Cedar Lake Sales in West Bend, and Crestliner and Thunderjet have announced rebates of up to $7,500 for this year. And Mercury is offering 7 years of factory-backed coverage on qualifying outboards. This offer ends on March 31st, so don't delay if you're looking to buy a new boat. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and now Waupaca. ProfHearingCare.com is their website. If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not on the air where you live, you can always watch past episodes at MilwaukeePBS.org. And if you missed my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special, that show and shows from the last several years are all archived on YouTube at Deer Hunt Wisconsin. And we mention a lot of information every week on this show, and if you missed anything, websites, dates, phone numbers, and so on, you can always listen online at lake-link.com/radio, and you can subscribe to our podcast or download any episode going back a year or so. And our show is also available as a podcast on many platforms, including the Outdoor News website, and that's outdoornews.com/podcasts. On social media, you can find us at Hardwater Jeff and Dan Small Outdoors. We've got several announcements from the DNR for this week. First of all, you can register for a DNR Spring Hunter Education class. These will be offered throughout the state, and they tend to fill up fast, so find one near you on your Go Wild account or on the DNR website. The keywords are Hunter Education. And the DNR is seeking your input on migratory bird hunting season frameworks for the next 5 years. They used to do this every year, but now they're looking at 5 years at a time. So if you have any thoughts on what duck and goose and I suppose even woodcock and dove season should look like, now's the time to speak up. The deadline for comments is midnight on March 6th. You can comment online or attend one of four public hearings in early March. For details, visit the DNR website. The keywords are waterfowl hunting. And here's an opportunity if you like to camp and you can spend a month or two doing it. You might want to volunteer to be a campground host at a state-run campground, including several equestrian campgrounds if you're a horse person. You would stay in a campsite at the campground and volunteer a few hours a day doing things like greeting campers, sharing information, cleaning up campsites, bathrooms, and facilities, and assisting with campground programs. And many campgrounds have public programs for kids, families, and people of all ages. For details, visit the DNR website. The keywords there are volunteer opportunities. Next week, February 23rd through the 27th, is National Invasive Species Awareness Week. You already know to drain your boat live well and remove aquatic weeds from your boat and trailer, but there's a lot more we can all do to help slow the spread of invasive species, both aquatic species and those on land. For details, visit the DNR website. The keywords there are invasive species. Our partners at Mercury are giving away the ultimate fishing adventure, a trip for two to Ketchikan, Alaska, to fish with Mercury pro angler Rob Ensley. To enter, visit mercurymarine.com/enter now. This promotion ends on March 31st, so enter today before you forget. And my September trip to Ballard's Black Island on Lake of the Woods still has a couple of openings. If you're interested, visit blackisland.com. Pull down the Trips tab, and you'll find everything you need to know. We'll spend 4 nights in private cabins and 3 days fishing with guides for walleyes, pike, panfish, and muskies, and some nice smallmouths as well. The trip is limited to 20 people, so don't delay if you want to join me on Lake of the Woods. Again, visit blackisland.com for details. Well, this week we have a double giveaway, 2 pairs of tickets to the Wisconsin Fishing Expo in Madison, or 2 pairs of tickets to the Milwaukee Sports Show coming up in March at State Fair Park. To enter either or both drawings, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Tell us which drawing you're entering, or both if you want, and leave your name and phone number and your email address. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. Jeff Kelm should be back with us next week. Get outside this weekend and be careful on the roads, the trails, and the ice. And be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.